Hello, we are two primary care nurses from Madrid, and we want to share a clinical case that we encountered in our clinic. It involves a 48-year-old woman diagnosed with high blood pressure at a neurology consultation, where she was prescribed enalapril 20 milligrams. A few days later, she visited her primary care physician and reported experiencing diarrhea and gastrointestinal discomfort since starting enalapril. The doctor changed her medication, thinking the patient couldn't tolerate enalapril. She was prescribed amlodipine instead and was scheduled to see us, her nurses, a week later for a blood pressure check after the change in medication. When she came to the nursing consultation, she mentioned that she still had discomfort and had not been taking the new medication. After talking to the patient and evaluating the situation, we discovered that she had lactose intolerance. Both medications, despite having different active ingredients, contained lactose among their excipients. This lactose was the cause of her symptoms, even with the change in active substance. Additionally, there was no record of this intolerance in the patient's medical history. We identified four fundamental problems. First, the lack of awareness among both professionals and patients that lactose is used as an excipient in many medications. Second, the lack of resources to find alternatives to these medications. Third, the underreporting of adverse effects due to excipient intolerance. And fourth, food intolerances are not properly recorded in patients' medical histories. Upon researching the topic, we found that lactose is a declarable excipient, and 40% of medications contain it. In most cases, there are alternative formulas or presentations for these medications. Generally, the amount of lactose in medications is so small that it does not usually cause symptoms, and people with lactose intolerance can tolerate them. However, there is no specific tolerance threshold, and patients with severe intolerances can experience symptoms. Following this case, we decided to raise awareness among both professionals and patients about lactose in medications to enhance patient safety, improve the quality of care provided by professionals, and empower patients to be proactive. We achieved this through a clinical session for the professionals in our health center on this topic. During this session, we emphasize the importance of recording food intolerances in patients' medical records and reporting medication errors caused by excipient intolerances. We also provided them with online resources where they could find lactose-free medication lists and web search tools with lactose filters. For patients, we created a pamphlet containing information about lactose in medications and provided them with online resources to find alternatives. We want to highlight the crucial role nurses play in patient safety. We are responsible for documenting allergies and intolerances in patients' medical records, reporting medication errors, and monitoring treatment side effects. The story had a happy ending. Together with her doctor, we found an alternative treatment without lactose, and the patient is now adhering well to her medication. Moreover, we have enhanced her self-care, and she now informs doctors about her intolerance before they prescribe new medication.